Ask a Rabbi. I have been called on more than one occasion, in fact, more than 67, a self-loathing Jew. This is as irritating as it is lazy. I don't loathe myself, nor do I loathe Jews. I just find both to be equally annoying. Jews are the only culture accused of this, of being a self-loathing something. You never hear the term self-loathing Lutheran or self-loathing Calvinist or self-loathing Seventh-day Adventist. It's a perfect example of how Jewish guilt works, too. As opposed to Catholic guilt, which is all about disappointing God and his overly sensitive crybaby son, Jewish guilt is about turning your back on or denigrating your tribe. How dare you? After all we've been through, your uncle died in Dachau, and you have the nerve to disrespect your family and friends by questioning God's desire for you to never eat shellfish? And usually, the invective is thrown around when one apologizes for observed illogical behavior or they simply choose to leave the fold. I don't appreciate the accusation that I hate myself because it's simply not true. And, in my own experience, I've fallen into that great Mobius strip of logic arguing my point, much like when a person decides that you are an alcoholic and then uses your startled, bemused, and fervent denial of this as proof positive that you are, in fact, an alcoholic because alcoholics are in denial of the reality of their alcoholism, etc., etc. And if I'm not being accused of being self-loathing, then condescending is usually hiding just around the corner. I have heard and read this accusation dozens of times, and to a degree, I suppose I have to admit it. But really, how can I not come off as condescending? Simply put, I believe that what you believe in, if you believe in God, the Quran, the Bible, the Torah, that you're supposed to handle snakes and speak in tongues, that you need to be audited to become clear, that Joseph Smith was a prophet, that God will be very upset with you if you mix dairy and meat, eat meat on Friday, it's okay to murder your sister, wife, or mother if she dishonors the family by being raped, etc., 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 is utter nonsense, and you are being seriously suckered. You are living a lie that you will never be able to rewind. I'd say that's pretty condescending, although not deliberately, sure, agreed. I will argue, however, that it's not nearly as condescending as thinking that anyone who disagrees with you is not just wrong, but evil, dirty, impure, a lesser human, and resigned to a life in hell tickling the devil's balls while he ass-rapes you in a lake of fire for all eternity. I'm going to put it out there that that's way more condescending than my outlook. Of the very many scientific theories that get Christians, Jews, and Muslims frothing with anger, one of my favorites is the one that posits that humans evolved from monkeys. The reason it makes me giggle like a schoolgirl in a 1930s film is not that they think the theory is utter shit, but that they are actually insulted by the idea. Insulted? Where's the insult? What does that mean to you? Does it make the current you less of a person? This long, slow process started hundreds of thousands of years ago? It's not like they are implying that your grandma was a monkey fucked by a drunken atheist who broke into a zoo and had a little harmless monkey fucking fun, and then you were born to a filthy human-ape hybrid. I mean, just exactly where is the insult? They are the smartest animal on the planet and, like humans, one of the few that will indiscriminately kill its own kind for no practical reason. In other words, for food or procreation. So why is this so hard to fathom? Anyway, I've gotten off the subject that started this whole mishigas. Jews, me being a Jew, other Jews, and me being not a Jew, really, but an atheist. So, with that in mind, I present the following, which is funnier in the ha-ha-ha out loud way than what just preceded it. Ask a Rabbi. The following is reprinted with permission from Jews magazine. Hello, good yontif. My name is Rabbi Yehuda McSiegelman, and I'm a board-certified rabbi. I'm a fifth-degree belted rabbi, and I'm recognized worldwide for my cinnamon sugar chometz. I have studied the Torah, which is sort of a Jewish Koran, under the tutelage of Rabbi Shmuley Mochepitzen and Swingin' Dick Reynolds. I have been doing this column for almost 7 years now, and I have been asked to compile a best of, if you will. As a brief introduction for those not familiar, Ask a Rabbi is a biweekly column that I have been writing for Jews Magazine, where I hope to shed light on the very complex, aged, and spiritual culture. Many of the traditions and rites of the Jewish people are misunderstood or, not understood at all. It is my pleasure to answer any and all questions regarding these truly fascinating and extraordinary people. Here are some of the more frequently asked questions I've received over the years.